The Health Reformer. At the General Conference session in mid-May, a resolution called for Dr. H.S. Lay to furnish a series of articles through the review on the subject of health reform. In the days following the conference, plans were quickly amplified to embody the publication of a monthly health journal, which Dr. Lay would edit. The review of June 5, 1866, carried this notice. Prospectus of the Health Reformer, the first number of a monthly periodical, with the above title, 16 pages, magazine form, with cover, will be issued at the Western Health Reform Institute, Battle Creek, Michigan, August 1, 1866. The nature of this journal is sufficiently indicated by its name. It is designated to aid in the great work of reforming, as far as possible, the false habits of life so prevalent at the present day. It will aim to teach faithfully and energetically those rules of health by obedience to which people may secure the largest immunity from sickness and premature death. It will advocate the cure of diseases by the use of nature's own remedies, air, light, heat, exercise, food, sleep, recreation, etc. Price $1 per volume of 12 numbers. The Review and Herald, June 5, 1860. In his editorial in the first number, published in August, Dr. Lay restated the aims and objects of the Health Reformer. He added that its contributors will be persons of experience, and of high mental and moral attainments. Its selections will be of the choicest kind. This is demonstrated in the first issue, with articles from Dr. J. H. Jinley, M.D., Ellen G. White, J., N. Loughborough, D., T. Bordeaux, J., N. Andrews, R., F. Cottrell, J., H. Wagoner, etc. Shortly after the launching of the journal, Ellen White wrote, "The Health Reformer is the medium through which rays of light are to shine upon the people. It should be the very best health journal in our country. It must be adapted to the wants of the common people, ready to answer all proper questions and fully explain the first principles of the laws of life and how to obey them and preserve health."